My name is Robin, and I'm one of the owners of the Wyndham House and Retreat. And I'd like to thank you very much for attending this webinar this evening. Tonight's webinar is one in a series of webinars, and if you didn't get a chance to catch the first ones, please don't hesitate to speak to the person who introduced you to this evening's webinar, and they'll be delighted to send you the link. If this isn't the first time and you've seen those previous ones, welcome back. But if this is the first time, when you look at those other webinars, you may notice a big change. I had lots of hair there. I haven't been in an argument with a lawnmower. What's happened was I was challenged to a charity Shave Your Head event on Facebook, which I did. And so now I'm going to spend the next few months looking like a mole. So I apologize about the way I look. For those of you who may be new to the software, you can ask questions, which I'll ask at the end of the presentation. On your screen, you should see a little orange arrow. If you click on that little orange arrow, a lot of options will come up, one of which is questions. Please don't hesitate to write your questions there as I'm talking. And then when I get to the end, I'll be absolutely delighted to speak to them. So the topic of this evening's webinar is fractional ownership, luxury life at a fraction of the price. And I'm really excited to give this webinar because it's a subject I'm really, really interested in, I truly believe. So without further ado, let's crack on. But the first few slides are summaries of the last few webinars, because they cover topics which are really important when we're looking at the importance of fractional ownership. So, first of all, we've got to talk about the current situation. Now, the point of this slide isn't to make light of the current very difficult circumstances. The purpose of this slide is to talk about what happens when we recover from this current situation. After all, there is always a dawn after the darkness, and that is what I want to speak about now. So, all over Europe, all over the world at the moment, there are many lockdowns in place where people can't go to work and have to stay at home. And obviously, this is very, very concerning. People are worried about their livelihoods. They're worried about the fact they don't get to go out and socialize anymore. And it's fully understandable that this can be very concerning for a lot of people. Also, as the virus took effect, stock markets crashed. And the stock markets around the world have reduced dramatically. Indeed, another problem with the stock market isn't just that they can crash, is that particular shares can be totally wiped out. Anyone who invested in, say, Enron a few years ago will know that you can have all of your investment in a company you think is totally sound, but when the stocks and shares go, you lose everything. And that's one of the big problems of the stock market. Not only can there be volatility, not only can there be crashes, but you can lose absolutely everything. But this isn't the first coronavirus. There have been others. There's been SARS and MERS, for example. And SARS and MERS have almost been eradicated now. So the world does move on. These viruses, we do get work out how to handle them. And a perfect example of that is Wuhan. The first place that the virus was found was in China, as we all know. And the Chinese government put in a lockdown procedure. That has appeared to work superbly because there's almost no new occurrences of the virus in the Wuhan district anymore. So what that shows is not only have we had viruses in the past and the world's moved on, but that even this virus, when it first came out, was dealt with in a specific area, in a specific way, which the rest of the world is now copying, and now there's almost no new cases. And with regards to the people in lockdown, luckily, the governments have moved forward and been very progressive and put forward concepts where people get to get paid while they're having to stay at home. For example, you've got the furlough system in the United Kingdom, and France and Spain, amongst other countries, are all doing similar things. So although it's a very worrying time asking people to stay at home and not go to work and not socialize, the governments are ensuring that people can afford to live. And as I mentioned, the Chinese have released their lockdowns, and the Spanish have now gone to a partial lockdown, where although you're not allowed to go socializing in pubs, bars, and restaurants, people are allowed back to work now, as life is coming back to normal. Now, the next thing I want to talk about is property, and that's really important, because another problem with the current virus we have in the world is that economies and governments need to stimulate the economy. So what they've done is reduced interest rates. And by reducing interest rates, that means the banks offer lower interest rates to you as an investor. So with inflation running at the rates it currently is, if you put your money in a bank, you may actually find that you lose money by saving with a bank. So on the one hand, you've got stock markets, which you've already discussed, and volatile, where you can lose all of your money overnight and currently crashing. And then you've got the banks where you traditionally put your money, but the interest rates are so low as governments stimulate economies, they actually lose money next to inflation. Now, this is why I love property. Because with property, it's almost impossible for property to get wiped out overnight. With a share, we've discussed you can, but there will always be a residual value in bricks and mortar. And likewise, whereas the banks are in such low returns, you can't even cover inflation at the moment, with property, you can rent out your properties and generate a rental return, which almost always will vastly outperform anything the banks will offer. So you've got some property is safe, secure, and more profitable than most of the options out there today. And here's the important thing. Undoubtedly, as we've discussed, the world will move on. We will find ways of dealing with the current problem, and lockdown's already been released. And when that happens, the people who've been locked down in within their homes will want to get out and enjoy life again. Will want to maximize their opportunities who haven't been able to go on holiday. And so we're expecting a boom in tourism. It happens every time there's a recession or a problem and people are restricted from doing something. As soon as you restrict a population from doing something, then you allow them to do it, they all want to do it. And so we're expecting a boom in tourism once the current lockdowns are removed. And here's an example of how that affects your tourism. As I mentioned, there's been two viruses before. There was SARS and there was MERS. And there's been a huge economic crisis, as we all know, from 2008 to 2009. Now, if you look at the graph here, you'll see the blips caused by SARS, the blips caused by MERS, and then the 2009 economic crisis. You've even got September 2011, which obviously affected people getting on planes. But what is plainly clear to see is that over the long time, tourism continues to grow despite these problems. And the reason it continues to grow is the world is becoming more affluent. And as the world becomes more affluent, people have more money to spend. And they want to spend that money on a social life. And they want to spend it connecting with their families. They want to spend it going on holiday and seeing new things. And that's why that graph continues to go up. And we have no reason to believe that what happens once the current situation is resolved will be any different. Tourism will continue. Tourism will continue to boom. And what we want to talk about today is how you can benefit from that boom in tourism. And here's just a few comments here to show that tourism is basically unparalleled in its ability to recover from crisis, as we can see in this graph. So before I go on any more about property, who are we? Who am I to be talking about this? Well, we've been involved in the sale and construction of over 3,000 properties worldwide in over 10 different countries, from Malaysia to Brazil, from Bulgaria to Albania. And our companies work very different to the way a normal development company would work. We have no bank or finance charges over our land. That may seem a strange thing to say, but if many of you have a mortgage out there, you know that when you buy a house, you put down a deposit and then you borrow the rest of the money from the bank. And the bank put a charge on your house through a mortgage. Now, what you've got to do is you've got to pay those interest payments to the bank and you slowly pay off your loan. But if you don't pay the interest payments to the bank, then the bank can call in the mortgage and call in the charge and you unfortunately lose your home. Now, that's exactly the same with property development. A lot of developers out there will put down a deposit on a piece of land and then borrow the rest of the money to buy the land and to finish off the building of the properties. But because they borrowed from a bank, they have to pay interest payments, you guessed it, to a bank. And if they can't afford to keep up with those interest payments, then just as with your house, the bank can take the development and everyone who's invested in it lose everything. With us, that can't happen. We don't have any bank or finance charges. The only people we ever owe any money to is the people who are getting a rental return, which is the people who, in essence, own the resort. So it's far safer than a normal development where you may have bank or finance charges. Powerful partners, we're going to talk about that a little bit later, but our construction company, the French development we're going to discuss, is the fifth largest in Europe. And a hotel chain we partnered with is the largest hotel chain in the world. So we make sure we work with the right people to ensure that our development is going to be successful. Lifetime aftercare, really important point. When we first started dealing with selling overseas property, it seems like a century ago, we were selling properties to people, but we quickly realized that if they're buying a home overseas, they may not know how to deal with the particular country where we live. They may not know how to pay for electricity or insurance or maintenance. So we set up a system which we call lifetime aftercare. And that means the company you buy your property from is the same company who manages your property for you. And it's the same company who will rent your property for you. And then when you come to exit, you can come to us and we'll sell your property for you. So we're with you from the very first moment you buy to the very last moment when you exit your property and you sell it on to a new owner. And that's really important that we're there all the way with you. And here's some of the properties we built worldwide. As you can see, the marketing department have had their usual fun when it comes to pictures. You've got Malaysia, absolutely stunning ski resort there. I can see 306 Berth Marina, which evolved into the Black Sea Coast. Beautiful development in Florida of 4 and 7 bedroom villas. A wide range of properties all over the world. So we've got a lot of experience. Fractional ownership, that's why we're here today. And this is a really exciting topic I love. So, fractional ownership, it's a form, a method of true ownership. And the important word there is true, but true ownership, in which several unrelated parties can share in the ownership of a high value, tangible asset. Sounds common sense, really. In essence, what it involves is a lot of people getting together to buy something which they don't need to own outright themselves. Now, this started in the 1990s, and it originally started with private jets. People were finding they would like a private jet business, but they couldn't afford a whole one. So a system was evolved where people bought a share in a jet. The advantage of this was they didn't need a private jet every day. When they did need it, there was a good chance they could use their own jet. They could share in all the costs associated with it. They could still turn up to their meetings in a private jet, but they didn't have to spend hardly any of the money. Now, from those early days in the 1990s, that system grew into people who wanted to own yachts, but decided they couldn't be in a yacht every day. And then from there, it went into lots of luxury goods, from watches to properties. Because a lot of people can't go on holiday for more than a couple of weeks a year. So they thought, why would we buy a whole property when we're only going to go there 2 weeks a year? If we just buy a certain amount of the property, when we go on holiday, we get to stay there. But we don't have to buy the property for the weeks we can't be there. It's a common sense approach when you think about it. And that's how the whole concept started. And because the fractional entity buys the asset, whether it's a jet, whether it's a yacht, or whether it's a house, it's safe and secure if done correctly. Because you're actually buying part of a company which owns an asset. So you've got security there. For example, now here's a really interesting fact. In the United States of America, fractional ownership is the most popular method of holiday home ownership in the whole of the country. Yes, more people own fractions of holiday homes in America than own holiday homes. That's a really important factor. It's coming over to Europe now, and it's a really exciting thing to get involved with at the moment. But in the States, it's been going for a long time. It's very tried and tested, safe and secure. So the advantage of fraction ownership is the true reason. It allows an aspirational purchase. We're going to talk a bit about the numbers later on. But in essence, the concept behind buying a fraction is you have the opportunity to buy into something you could never own yourself outright. For example, we're going to talk about some forest villas here later, which cost $1.25 million and I'm absolutely to die for. But you can own a fraction of one of these for about $96,000. Now, with holiday homes, there's generally a couple of three reasons why people want them. Number one, and I shouldn't say this, but I've got to. Number one is because they want to use them themselves. They've been on holiday to a location, they fell in love with it, they sat on a terrace with a glass of wine, and they want to own it. Number two is They want to show off about it. They want to tell people what they bought. They're proud of their holiday home and they want to tell everyone about it, which is really important. And number three, they want to make some money out of it. So they see it as an investment angle. So any good holiday home should factor in those three items. People should be able to go there, have an amazing time. Two, they should be proud of it and they want to tell the Smiths from over the road at a dinner party what they own or where they own it. And three, when they're not using it, they should be able to make money out of it. And all those three items we're talking about today are covered later in this presentation. Now, you also can buy more than one fraction. It may be that you want to own a quarter of the property or half of the property or three quarters of the property. You can do that with fractions. You're not restricted to just buying one. You buy as much of the property as you're going to want to use. You share the costs. If you buy a whole property and you only go on holiday there for 2 weeks of the year, you're going to have to pay the maintenance for the whole of the year, the insurance for the whole of the year. With a fraction, you only pay your share of the bills and the costs equal to the percentage of the property you own. So you get to share the costs, even though you still get to use it and benefit from everything else to do with the property. Most investors around the world diversify their portfolio. What that means is they will buy a wide range of assets. If you looked at Warren Buffett, he would have a range of investments which are very safe, secure, but don't earn a great deal of money, to the medium ones, which do well, and then to the more volatile ones with a higher return, but the greater opportunity of risk. Now, if you say you've got £1 million and you, we're all lucky about £1 million, and with that £1 million, you want to buy a house, and you buy it outright, you buy one house for £1 million. If, however, you had that £1 million and you diversified and you bought lots of fractions in lots of properties around the world, you could end up with fractions in, let's say, 3 to 5 different countries around the world, which you can all go and visit. Also, if there was a problem with one location, you've got another 4, 5, 6 locations you can go stay in. So not only does it spread any risk you may have, it allows you a great opportunity to enjoy your investments. Hassle-free. When you buy your own property, quite often, say if you were to buy a barn in a French countryside, you've got to deal with everything from the maintenance, from the insurance, to the security for looking after it. And that dream you had may turn into a bit of a buying bandwagon. Well, the way we work it with our fractional system is everything is included in one fractional price you pay. So all the insurance and all the maintenance and everything you've ever heard of, which is buying for people buying holiday homes, is taken care of. We really, truly, honestly believe that holiday home ownership should be safe, secure, profitable, and hassle-free. And that's what fractional property is. And it's all the same advantages as traditional ownership. For example, in the French development we're going to talk about in a moment, owners staying in the resort get a 25% discount off any of the facilities. We offer that same opportunity to fractional owners. So with a fractional owner, you get the same 25% discount off the facilities as if you bought the whole property. Now some negatives. You get less control. When a fractional company is created, it's set out to do one thing, which is to own all the property and to manage it on behalf of the owners. Now, if you owned the property yourself and you decided you wanted to sell it, you could sell it at any time. However, if you bought a fraction of a property and you wanted to sell the property itself, you could only sell the property if everybody else who owns a fraction agrees. That said, you can sell your fraction at any time. So you do have the opportunity to exit at any time with a fraction. It's just if you wanted to sell the whole property, everyone would have to agree. Also, you don't have to do accounts for your fractional company and you don't have to worry about any of the hassle. And for that, there is one set simple fee of only €120 a year for managing your fraction. However, when you look at the returns, we're going to talk about in a minute, the returns you're going to be getting vastly outperform that €120. They're way higher than €120. But there is a cost for managing your fraction. So the structure. We work in a very simple and very transparent method. First of all, a UK company is created. A UK limited by guaranteed company. This is a very traditional and well-known form of company creation within the United Kingdom. It's different to a limited company because when you own a limited company, the more shares you own in it, you control the company. Sure, we've all heard if someone owns 51% of a limited company, then they can control whatever that company does because they're the majority shareholder. With a limited by guarantee company, they were basically set up for, say, charities. So if you had a cricket club which wanted to raise some money, the limited by guarantee company would be set up to say, this is a cricket club, it will always be a cricket club, and the purpose of this company is to raise money which can be spent on upkeeping the grounds, etc. And if someone came along with lots of money to the village and bought nearly all of the ownership of the LBG, they couldn't turn it into a football club because it can only ever do what it is set up to when the date is created, no matter how much any one person owns of that company. So that's why we use a limited by guarantee company, which I may call an LBG, as we go through this presentation. Now we create 13 ownerships of this company. 13 memberships or ownerships are created of this company. And the reason, we'll tell you in a minute why we choose the number 13. This limited by guarantee company does what it said it would do the day it's created. It buys a property in farms. It owns it outright and it owns the title deed. The ownerships are sold to unconnected buyers. We use the word unconnected, that's not actually quite true. So quite often you get a group of friends together who buy all the fractions in a company, all members of a family. So you don't need to be unconnected. He's just saying you can be unconnected. But the French, the company is created, which buys the property, and then the fractional owners buy the part of the company. As I mentioned, because the limited by guarantee company, when it's created, is set up to do one thing, it's restricted. It can't do anything else. For example, the limited by guarantee company couldn't mortgage the property, couldn't buy another property. It's always restricted to do exactly as it do from day one, which makes sure it's safe, secure, and transparent for all of the owners. Now, you may, this explains why there's 13 owners. There's 52 weeks in a year, and 13 owners goes into 52 exactly four times. So for every fraction of the company you buy, that entitles you to use your property for 4 weeks of the year. You have the ownership of the company, which has the title deed, so you get a copy of, so you get full ownership, but the amount of time you get to spend in your home, your property you own, is equal to 4 weeks for every fraction you buy. So here's a graphic produced by the marketing department. I was actually really impressed with this. Don't worry about our houses, they don't look like jigsaws and they're not multicolored. They do look traditionally, but you have your French property, which is bought by the English LBG company. And then underneath it, you have 13 blue people who've all bought part of the English company. A very safe, simple, and as I say, really importantly, transparent method of ownership. So now we're going to talk about some properties you could buy with fractions. We have properties which are available in Florida and France, etc. But today we're just going to speak about the French debate. So the fractional opportunity in France. Why France though? Why did we choose France? Well, the reason we chose France is really simple and is in this slide here. No one in the world has ever made a penny by buying a property. Anyone who thinks they made money by buying a property has been lied to, or is lied to themselves. You are only ever going to make money if you can sell it or rent it. That sounds really simple, really common sense, but it's true. Now, if you want to get the maximum rental return and the maximum opportunity to sell your property, you want to have the maximum amount of people staying in it. So if you want the maximum amount of people staying in your resort, then you want to build your resort in the country which is the most visited country in the whole world. And that's France. If you look at this table here, you'll see that number one in the world every year is France. So that's why we built our resort there. France is synonymous with romance and food and wine and cheese and everything wonderful people want from a holiday home. And that's why it's the most visited country in the world, and that's why we decided to build our resort there. So the resort itself, the first point we need to make is a simple fact. The Center Parcs resorts are one of the most successful hotel chains in Europe. They're successful because they aimed nearly all of their marketing at guilt on families and do you spend enough quality time together? Parents, do you spend enough time with your children? And then they create a resort in Europe with huge amounts of indoor and outdoor facilities because they know that within Europe you do get inclement weather. And they make sure those facilities will cater for a three-year-old as much as an 18-year-old. Because when you go on holiday, for those of you who are watching this who are parents, have children, you know when you go on holiday, you really want your children to be happy and entertained. So if you go on holiday and your children aren't entertained, you're not going on holiday. So that's why Centre Park saw this and have built an incredible business model. The only problem for us with that business model is it's aimed at the three-star market. So we decided to take the concept of Centre Parks and move it one step onwards. We want to create a world-class destination for those who love the idea of spending quality time reconnecting their family in an area of outstanding natural beauty and expect a higher level of service and experience than they would get from Centre Parks. That is what we're building in France now. And that is it. If you look at the bottom left of the picture, you can see a castle. That castle is behind me. It's actually obviously because it's in France, it's called a chateau. This is an upscale operating boutique hotel, which we renovated and completed. It's been operating for several years. In the top right-hand side of that picture, you see the holiday village, where we're building over 300 apartments. We're going to talk about that in a minute. So the resort itself, we own over 1 million square meters of land. Yep, that's 1 million square meters of land in beautiful French countryside. We have full planning for building over 300 apartments and forest villas within that land. We have a vast array of facilities, exactly as you'd expect with a Centre Park. For example, we have an 18-hole golf course. We have an absolutely incredible spa. It's in a 16th century turreted chateau, and the whole of the spa is given, the chateau is given over to the spa. And not only that, we have the amazing treatment rooms and the experience being as romantic as you would expect it to be in a spa. We have a pool area, which starts within the castle and ends up outside the castle. So you start swimming inside, you end up outside. Now, when it's cold and in winter and you've got snow on the ground, but you swim outside in the hot water, you'll have all the steam coming up. And you could be laying back there with a glass of champagne. Absolutely incredible. There's lots of spas to furnish which do this in Scandinavia. We've taken that model and moved it into a 16th century tartan chateau. It's going to be one of the best spas in the world. From then on, we're not just an off-plan development. We're already operating. And we have completed apartments, we have completed buildings, and as we mentioned, the completed upscale hotel, which is already there. So if ever you get to go to site, I thoroughly recommend you do, you'll see all of this move forward. On top of the finished apartments in finished building and the finished hotel, we also have over 60 apartments at the moment, which are at roof level, almost 70% completed. And as I just mentioned, we have the operating upscale chateau hotel. So here's a quick look at some of our facilities. From the 18-hole golf course, we've mentioned the chateau, award-winning a la carte restaurant, a 1,600 square meter kids adventure zone, which is both inside and outside. It's themed over the Three Musketeers. Absolutely incredible. Everything you would expect in that sort of facility in this sort of resort. We have three large fishing lakes, Battlefield Live, which is kind of a bit like a cross between Laser Quest and paintballing. It's very good for team building, and our partners, Wyndham, as I mentioned earlier, the largest hotel chain in the world, we're really excited about us using this concept for team building. And we're going to talk a lot about Wyndham next week in the next webinar. So if you want to know more about how Wyndham's important to us, please sign in and watch the webinar next week. So returns on investment. I mentioned that holiday home ownership is three things. The first is that you have an incredible time when you stay there. Hopefully by seeing some of the facilities we have, you'll get that. Two, you want to feel proud of it. You want to tell the Smiths over the road, well, you're telling the Smiths over the road that you're part of a resort with two castles, with a spa and a 16th century turreted chateau, an 18-hole golf course, the Smiths are going to be proud. But third, there was an investment angle. And that's what we're going to talk about now. Because when you don't use your property, you can hand it back to the hotel and the hotel will rent it out for you and achieve the returns we're about to talk about now. For the first year, we give a 5% return immediately as soon as you pay your deposit. And the reason for that is a lot of our properties are off plan and it will take about a year to build them. So when you buy your property, you don't have to wait for us to achieve a rental return. We give you a 5% return on day one. As I said earlier in the presentation, find a bank nowadays which will pay you 5% interest. You won't. So you've got a safe, secure investment, which you can have an amazing time in. And even in the first year, you'll beat any return you would get in a bank. Then for the next 5 years, if you give it back to us to rent out, we'll give you a 6% return per annum. After those 5 years, for the next 5 years, if you give us your property to rent out, we'll give you an 8% return. Yeah, that's an 8% return per annum every year. But that's not all. So the returns are generous, as they should be, because we're taking an upmarket resort. And we're getting in at early days. But as the development progresses and moves forward, then the prices get higher and returns get lower. But luckily, you're getting in at early stages before the property boom, which is going to happen when obviously the borders reopen. But not only are we that confident, we do an assured resale. Now, I genuinely, honestly believe that after you've owned it for 5 years, if you want to exit, you should sell your fraction or your property on the open market. And you get far higher return than we're offering here. What we say is, if for whatever reason you want to give it to us to sell, and after 6 months we can't sell it for at least 125% of the price you paid, we guarantee to increase your rental return by a whole 1% per annum. Yeah, that's right. We're, as I'm saying, as an estate agent, if we can't sell your properties within 6 months for 125% minimum of what you pay for it, we'll increase your rental returns. And likewise, in year 10, we think you should sell on the open market. But if you can't, for whatever reason, or you don't want to sell on the open market and you want to give it back to us to sell, if we can't get you 150% of the price you paid as a minimum, then we guarantee to increase your rental return by a whole 1% per annum. That's how confident we are in this development. And this is exactly the same for both full and fractional ownership. Now, here's a really exciting slide, and I touched on this earlier. This is one of our forest villas. The forest villas, the first phase of them, are all situated around this castle here. They're situated in woodland, as you would expect, and they have a wide range of views, but most of them have absolutely stunning views over the 18-hole golf course, being really close to this stunning chateau, with views across over to the Tower de Chateau, which is a spa. Four bedrooms, as you'd expect. You've got like your own personal spas in there, and absolutely incredible. You're sitting in your hot tub, looking out over the views and the golf courses. It really is an aspirational purchase. And these stunning properties are 1.25 million. Now, there's 1.25 million is a really good price for this property, but it's quite understandable to realize that not everybody has 1.25 million to spend in. But then, as I was saying earlier, most people only get to use 2 weeks holiday a year. So why do they need to spend all this? The price of a fraction in the treehouse villa is only 96,000 euros. Now try finding a holiday home anywhere for 96,000 euros, which gives you four bedrooms, stunning views over two castles, view over 18-hole golf course, and you won't. You won't find that for 96,000 euros. So this allows people to have a truly aspirational purchase. For 96,000 euros, they could own this treehouse villa. And when they get their chance to use their holidays, they could go stay there and they could tell the Smiths over the road, look at what we own. And when they're not using it, they get the returns we paid for earlier. That is why I love fractional ownership. It gives people the opportunity to buy something they can never normally afford, and feel proud of it and feel special. Because all holiday home ownership should be about feeling special. If you look at the table below, you'll also see some of the purchase prices for other types of properties, from our studios all the way up to a three-bedroom properties. Now, I don't want to go into too depth here. If this excites you and you find it interesting, please don't hesitate to speak to the person who introduced you this evening. They'll be delighted to go through the whole process with you. All I can say is, or you will notice is, you are no disadvantage for buying a fraction. The price of a fraction is exactly the same as the price of a full ownership divided by a number of fractions. And that's the way it should be. So, special offer. The process for purchasing the property is very simple. The first thing you should do is question. Ask a lot of questions. Speak to the person, the consultant you're dealing with, and find out everything you want about the resort. Ask to see draft copies of the contracts. And then when you've looked at everything and you feel comfortable and you've decided you want to proceed, then, and only then, would you pay a booking fee. Now, what the booking fee does is it reserves the property for you and allows us to create personalized contracts. If you're buying a fraction, it's 500 euros. If you're buying a full property, it's only 1,000 euros. And once you've given us that reservation, that booking fee, from then on, we create personalized contracts, which we send to you. Then you'd have a period of between, say, 2 to 4 weeks to make your first deposit payment. That's the way things would traditionally work. But at the moment, because there's obviously problems with traveling at the moment, the borders, we are offering a special offer. If you want to find out more about that, please don't hesitate to speak to the person who introduced you to the webinar this evening. One thing I should mention is you don't actually have to buy a full unit in your own name. Something which is really popular at the moment, indeed is the most popular way of buying full ownership, is to buy the full ownership fractionally. That means that you still have a UK limited by guarantee company which buys the property, the asset in France, but you buy all the fractions. And that may seem strange, but the benefits are simple. Number one, if you remember, with fractional ownership, we remove all the hassle. There's no accountancy fees, maintenance costs. We deal with all of that. Number two, it gives you far greater flexibility on an exit. For example, if you buy a whole ownership property in your name and you need to get some money, the only way of doing that is selling the whole of the property. However, if you own it fractionally, and you still love your holiday home, but you need to free up some money, you can maybe sell 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 8 fractions. However many fractions you need to release enough money for whatever your circumstances are. I think that's really important because no one knows what happens in the future. So if you buy your whole property as a fractional property, it gives you the flexibility to deal with those curveballs which life sometimes throws at you. Also, because we were discussing here about reserving a property, we've already mentioned that undoubtedly there's going to be a tourism boom. Not only have we shown the graph to show how tourism is resilient and moves forward and moves up, we've also discussed that people have been kept in lockdown, although admittedly they've been getting paid some money from the government, so they've been feeling more safe and secure, but they've been in lockdown and they will want to get out, they will want to explore life, take advantage of the holidays they couldn't have, and that's a boom. And we're expecting to be totally full up after the lockdowns finish. But once that happens, as I mentioned earlier, with any development, the prices as the development moves forward get higher and the returns reduce. Now, for example, I believe we currently have 36 people queued to go on a viewing trip as soon as lockdown finishes. And that's today, and that's only going to go up. So as the sales progress, the prices get higher and the returns get lower. But if you were to reserve a property now and take advantage of our special offer, then what that will mean is you lock down that price now, you lock down that return now until you get to go and see the property. And as I say, we're very happy at the moment to pay everybody their first year's return up front if they do want to go straight ahead to paying their deposit. So viewing trips, you would be unlikely to buy a car without test driving. I know I've never bought a car without test driving it. So why would you buy a holiday home without seeing what the site actually looks like? Now, you wouldn't. But obviously, we're fully aware that there's a lot of travel restrictions happening at the moment. Borders are closed and you've got lockdown, so people can't attend the site. So what we've done is we've come up with a system to get around that. And we don't want anyone to miss out. We don't want anyone to have to wait until the borders are reopened and those first group of people have all done their viewing trips, prices have increased, and returns have dropped. What we've done is we've created a solution. And the solution is that. Yeah, it's a kind of boring word, isn't it? And don't worry, you don't need to write down this. Whoever introduced you will be delighted to give you that link. And that link is to a video. And it's a video with me speaking at the beginning. I apologize about that. But you'll see me with lots of hair in that video. And after me speaking, you'll see a drone video of what the site actually looks like now. It shows the 18-hole golf course, how far progressed it is. It shows the petit chateau from the spa. It shows the finished spa here. It shows the finished building here. It shows the buildings which are completed and the buildings which are under construction. It gives you a true and accurate reflection of what the site looks today, so that you can proceed with confidence that you know what the site looks like, even though maybe you can't attend it in person. So I'd like to thank you very much for your attention during this webinar. It's been an absolute delight to give the webinar this evening. And next week, we're going to be talking about the Wyndham difference. But what I'm going to do now is ask any questions which you've had during the webinar. So you bear with me, I'll look over and see if we've got any questions. Now, this always happens. So far, there's no questions on here. But I'll give it a minute or so to see if any come up. There's nothing so far from that, but a kind of time fit. Well, I'm hoping someone's typing out a question. So there's still no questions coming. I thought I'd already answered that question. Yes, you can buy, but the question is, can you buy a property fractionally outright? And yes, you can. As I mentioned before, with full ownership, you can buy it on your own name, or you can buy it to limited by guarantee fractionally. That gives you less hassle and greater flexibility. But some people like the traditional form of ownership where they buy it in their own name. Both are totally safe, secure, and equally profitable. You're not at a disadvantage whichever way. Just pick what is right for you. A bit more about the resort. Well, the resort's stunning, absolutely incredible. If you go back to the webinar we did 2 weeks ago, then you'll have a look, and we were talking a lot about the resort there, and it talks about all of the facilities and everything you can do. And that's important, because with property asset ownership, there's generally three reasons for it. Number one is that you're going to live in it. Number two is you're going to rent it out to private tenants to make a return, which is a very profitable way of owning property, rent to buy. But the problem with that is the buy-to-let market is you're dealing with one customer, and if that one person decides they can't pay you, you've got all your eggs in one basket. Now, the beauty of investing in tourism properties is not only have you seen the graph about how tourism is increasing, but you're always changing your tenants. So you're always bringing in new tenants. So if only one of them can't afford to pay, you're not stuck with that tenant. And because it's tourism, they pay up front. Now, when you have a buy-to-let property, it's very rare for the customer to pay up front. But with tourism, they do. So not only have you got less risk, you've got far more people staying there, but they're paying in advance. And that's going to be a good thing. Okay, we do have another question here. What percent, and that's from a question from Leah. Thank you very much, Leah. What percentage is the first deposit? Now that depends if you're, but on fractional, we do a very simple payment method. If your building hasn't started, it's only a 50% deposit. If your building has started, then you pay for the whole of your fraction when you buy it, because obviously the building's under construction. So it's only a 50% deposit if the building hasn't started. If it has started, then you pay the whole of your deposit. Next question. Does the yearly return depend on the amount of the rental returns? No. Thank you very much for that question. That question was from David. The rental returns we're offering are guaranteed. And for the sake of transparency, I have to be honest. We are going to make, from the feasibility reports that we have undertaken, far more than the guaranteed returns we're going to give you. And it's important you know that. If you don't know when a developer is going to make money or our developer is going to make money, don't buy. Because everything in business has got to work both ways. So we are actually going to get a higher return than we're offering you, which makes sense because we're running a business and we need to make a profit and pay our staff. But our returns are high enough that we've built in resilience that we can afford to pay you the guaranteed returns. So those returns are guaranteed. They're not depending on how much the properties are rented out. And they're guaranteed by the developer who owns all the assets. Next question. Can I get the written info you shared in this webinar? That's from Patrick. Yes, you can. It'd be absolutely our pleasure. We actually have a PDF copy of this webinar we'll create. So whoever introduced you to this webinar this evening, please speak to them, and you'll have a whole webinar given to you in a PDF format. And Patrick again. When is the final date we would purchase the fractions if we take advantage of the offer you mentioned? The current special offer which we're discussing is available until the borders reopen. So when the borders reopen, the special offer is going to change. The reservation fee, it will still be 500 euros, it'll still be 1,000 euros for a full unit. But the special offer which you need to speak to the sales consultant about, that will be finishing once all the borders are reopened and tourism is back where it was before.
Next question. This one is from Patrick. This is from Patricia. What are the tax implications of fully purchasing a French property?
Right. The tax implications. First of all, I am not an accountant, so we're not in a position, unfortunately, to give you tax advice. What I can say is purchasing a property as a fraction can be very, very tax efficient. And we have a document which we can send you, which will explain everything about the advantages and disadvantages of buying through a fraction as opposed to buying whole ownership. But generally, the way it works is purchasing through the fractional route is more tax efficient than purchasing through your own name.
We've got a question here. Thank you very much from Thomas. Great presentation, thanks.
I know it wasn't great, but it's very kind of you to say, Thomas.
Any issues with non-French owners?
I'm Spanish. No, absolutely no restrictions on, you don't have to be French to own it. We have a wide eclectic mix of owners. We have owners from China to America to the Middle East. All the European countries, I don't think there's a single European country where we don't have an owner. It really is a wonderful eclectic mix of nationalities within the resort already. And that's the way it should be. I'd hate it if it was all English or it was all French or all any nation. The whole world should be coming together now, not splitting apart. And this resort is a perfect example of having a wide range of nationalities owning within it, which really make it an incredible opportunity when you get to stay there.
Okay, I think that's all of the questions. As you may have, I'm having to lean forward because I don't have my glasses on me. Brilliant. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to attend the webinar today. It's been an absolute pleasure to present to you. I really hope you get the opportunity to attend next week and have a look at the one on Wyndham. And if you, this is the first time you've seen one of our webinars, please have a look at the last ones. You just skip forward when everyone's speaking and look at the pictures on the screen, which is far more interesting than listening to me. So thank you very much. Have a wonderful evening and hopefully get to speak to you next week. Thank you.